USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this 9/11, Vice President Mike Pence is praising the heroes of Flight 93 on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Men and women who rose up, who fought back, and who met unspeakable evil with selfless heroism and American strength.
Speaking at the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Pence cited the courage and sacrifice of passengers who fought with hijackers on that ill-fated flight. Texas billionaire T. Boone Pickens is dead. A family spokesman says the 91-year-old passed away from natural causes this morning in Dallas. Pickens had been in ill health over the last several years after a series of strokes and a fall. He was known for his involvement in the energy sector and trying to get the United States off foreign oil. Pickens was also known for his involvement in Oklahoma State University athletics. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is wanting to crack down on e-cigarettes.
We can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected.
Talking to reporters at the White House, the president expressed concerns about flavored e-cigarettes that are marketed towards kids.
A lot of people think vaping is wonderful, it's great. It's really not wonderful.
What made a Michigan church cancel a planned event to remember 9/11? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the answer.
Bloomfield Hills Baptist Church reportedly canceled the event because of a backlash from Michigan lawmakers. The Metropolitan Detroit Freedom Coalition had organized the event, which was to include talks titled How the Interfaith Movement is Sabotaging America and How Islam is Destroying America from Within. The pastor, Donald McKay, told a reporter last week he believes faithful Muslims are committed to overthrowing the United States government and dominating the world.
This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
McDonald's has announced the acquisition of a company that will assist in automating its drive-thru process. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King with the details.
The fast food chain agreed to acquire Apprente, a California-based company that was founded in 2017 with a focus on creating voice-based platforms for complex, multilingual, multi-accent, and multi-item conversational ordering. McDonald's said the technology will be used to make the drive-thru faster and more accurate. The deal comes after McDonald's tested Apprente's technology at some of the locations. Apprente will also serve as the founding member of a new internal technology-focused group within McDonald's called McD Tech Labs. The company expects to hire additional engineers, scientists, and other advanced technology experts to join the group in the future.
Turning now to sports news, NFL player Antonio Brown is now facing accusations of sexual assault from his former trainer, Brittany Taylor. The lawsuit filed in Florida on Tuesday accuses the Patriots receiver of sexually assaulting Taylor on three separate occasions in 2017 and 18. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick didn't have much to say to reporters on Wednesday.
I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously all the way through the organization. Sure, there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering any discussion about that today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.